Often when we see greatness in others, we assume that they're just more fortunate or they're blessed with some kind of special gift. In reality, they've utilized a greater depth of their human resources simply because failing to be, do, and share their all would be the ultimate pain for them. If you look at the selfless life of someone like Mother Teresa, for example, you'll find that she's driven because she clearly associated other people being in pain meant she was in pain. This drives her to help almost anyone who suffers anywhere in the world. Her ultimate pleasure is alleviating their pain. But we'll explore this later on. You'll find out this was not always true in her life. But let me ask you, what gives you the most pain and what gives you the most pleasure in your life? And how is this shaping your decisions and therefore your life even today? Mixed emotions are behind most patterns of self-sabotage, and they certainly limit the level of enjoyment and the success that one can experience in life. For example, people often will say, "I'd like to earn more money." Certainly, these people have the ingenuity and the intelligence to figure out how to accomplish this task. So what stops them? What stops them is mixed emotions, or another word for it is mixed associations. They may believe that amassing wealth would give them more freedom or security or the ability to help those they love. But simultaneously, they may also associate having, quote, excess money is being wasteful or shallow or manipulative or non-spiritual. If you've ever found yourself taking two steps forward and one step back, invariably it's because you have mixed associations. You associate achieving your goal to both pain and to pleasure. Do you have any mixed associations that affect your life? Have you ever felt that no matter what you did, you'd get pain for it? For example, sometimes people feel that if they stay in a relationship, they'll be miserable. But if they leave, on the other hand, they'll be alone and even more miserable. As a result, what do? Nothing, except feel miserable. Rather than feeling trapped, use your pain as your strongest ally. Think about what you've experienced in the past and what you're experiencing in the present, and actually allow yourself to feel the pain with such emotional intensity that it gives you leverage to finally do something about it. I call this reaching emotional threshold. Instead of passively waiting for this inevitable emotion to hopefully occur, why not consciously and actively produce it in a way that motivates you to make a decision and take some action and make your life better starting right now, today? One of my definitions of success is to live your life in a way that causes you to consistently feel an immense amount of pleasure and very little pain, but while simultaneously having a lifestyle that positively affects the people around you, that causes the people around you to consistently feel more pleasure and less pain. To do this, we must grow and we must contribute. I have a question for you. Do you know how to make yourself feel good? Seems like a silly question, doesn't it? But most people are not consciously aware of how to do this in a way that's good for their body, their mind, their spirit, and their soul. If you want to feel completely happy, excited, and ecstatic right now, could you? You bet you could. All you have to change is one thing, what you're focusing on. Think for a moment and remember a time when you felt absolutely on top of the world. We've all had moments like that as a child or as an adult. Now picture that moment. Remember it in vivid detail. Listen to the sounds around you. Feel your pulse begin to race. Breathe the way you were breathing back then, right now, and put that same expression on your face. Maybe even move your body like you did then. Do you feel even a hint of that excitement again? Is it possible that you could feel this way anytime you wanted to? The answer is yes. The problem is most people focus on their worst memories. They remember them in detail and feel like hell. Use your mind by controlling what you focus on, and you can have as much joy as you desire.